You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in for Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Sacramento recently welcomed a new city manager, Mara Keisha Smith. Smith was appointed by city council following a nationwide recruitment process and officially began her role earlier this year on January 5th. As city manager, Smith oversees nearly 6,000 full-time, part-time, and seasonal employees, manages a $1.6 billion annual operating budget, and is responsible for implementing policy direction that is set by the city council. CAP Radio's local government reporter Riley Palmer and Communities reporter Tony Rodriguez had an opportunity to meet with her and discuss her priorities for the city and its residents. They now join us here on Insight to share what they learned. Tony and Riley, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So before we get to what Mara Keisha Smith looks to bring to Sacramento, I think it's worth touching on what does a city manager actually do?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrew. So a city manager essentially does what the name suggests. They manage the employees of the city and the different departments, as well as figure out how to execute decisions made by city council, as you mentioned. You can think of a city manager as a CEO, where the voters are shareholders, and the city council is like a board of directors to the city manager.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. In California cities, there are strong and weak mayor systems. Strong mayor systems mean that the mayor is the top executive and carries out the implementation of those council decisions, as well as overseeing the city employees. Cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco have those strong mayor systems, whereas Sacramento has a weak mayor system, where the city manager takes on that role of top executive. A tangible example of something a Sacramento city manager would have to deal with would be how the city intends to handle homelessness. Mm. Sacramento Mayor McCarty has spoken at length about his six-point plan to address homelessness, which includes expanding the offerings of tiny home villages for unhoused seniors, as well as a safe camping and parking site. But it'll be up to the city manager to actually implement those on the ground.
Sounds like there is a lot that goes onto the plate of any city manager. So you two both had an opportunity to sit down with Mara Keisha Smith and learn more about her background and priorities. What stuck out to you and some of her priorities for the coming year?
Based on our initial conversation with her, it seems that she's currently in a phase of soaking up information about the city and what people care about, as well as how more collaboration can occur within the city to accomplish shared goals. She mentioned in her first week last week, she did a ride along and stopped into a community meeting, but she didn't really elaborate further on the specifics of that. She also made it clear that she's here to serve everybody in the community.
I'm not here to serve one subset of the population. I'm here to serve the entire community. And I want people to know that I care, that this is a passion for me.
And so when I asked her questions about her objectives and maybe any challenges that she's looking out for, she didn't really shy away from bringing up the city's structural budget deficit of approximately $60 million and how that's a main concern for her. She also knows homelessness is a top priority in the city, so I'm curious to see how she goes about tackling that. Something else I found interesting was Smith established herself as a quality of life manager and city manager, and she explained to us what that is.
You know, it's basic services. You know, our residents want to know that it's clean, that it's safe. They want to know that their property value continues to increase, right?
Quality of life does seem like a good way to encompass like a lot of those concerns that are top of mind for a lot of Sacramentans. Now, she's only been in the role, about a few weeks now or so?
Yes.
How does she think things are going so far? Any initial hurdles or challenges?
Since she's only been in the role since January 5th, and as with any job, I think she's just getting her feet wet. I think things are going okay for her, and she seems to have a good attitude going into it.
Well, you know, some people will say drinking from a fire hose. I think it's the ocean. It has a little bit of salt in it, right?
So when I asked her about those potential challenges ahead, like I mentioned, she's most concerned with the city's budget. And with that said, though, it does seem as though she's taking into consideration the whole picture, including what's going on at the state level with their budget and how that could affect Sacramento. As you and Gerardo were talking about, there are varying estimates for California's budget deficit, ranging from $2.9 billion to $18 billion. Here's what she had to say when I asked about that.
Overall, it's going to be the budget. If you look at an $18 billion windfall, you look at where the city of Sacramento was last year and what we're coming into, we are in a situation where we really need to determine what our priorities are.
There is that sort of, you know, getting your feet wet, easing into a job. But there are a lot of, I guess, getting down to brass tacks
right.
that the city is going to start to face. One of those is that looming deficit at the city level that's on the minds of a lot of Sacramentans. How is she preparing to deal with some of those potentially tough budget conversations? And how does she feel about the possibility of layoffs in city government?
Yeah, I mean, again, she's 2 weeks in, but that is like a definite priority, and I'm sure something she knew going into the position. Last week, Mayor McCarty was actually on Insight, and he mentioned that layoffs were absolutely on the table. And it seems that Smith and McCarty are aligned in that thinking.
We are in a situation where tough decisions are going to need to be made. And if that comes with layoffs, it's not something that we all like to talk about. When you talk about taking someone's livelihood away, it could be a reality for us.
As we were just discussing in the previous segment, California is facing its own budget deficit. Sacramento just last year was able to tackle their budget deficit without doing any layoffs. So we'll see in the coming year what that looks like, as Smith was talking about. But going back to that state level, did Marquesha Smith voice any concerns about the state's budget impact here in Sacramento? And what could that mean for Sacramento's homelessness initiatives?
Yeah, she did express concern over what's going on at the state level. She acknowledged that the funding may not be there to help when it comes to housing and homelessness, as the governor's January budget did not include an increase in funding for homelessness initiatives. Here's what she had to say about what she thinks the approach should be for the city.
It's the number one priority on our constituents and business owners' mind. I think we have to come together and determine how we're providing services. And coming together, that's with our nonprofits, and that's with our county, and that's with our neighboring jurisdictions. We need to come together and figure out where we're duplicating services, because the money's not there.
As we've heard on a number of segments on Insight, it seems like homelessness and tackling that problem has a lot of stakeholders and requires that, you know, coming together, as Smith was saying. And so it'll be interesting to see how her, as a sort of central figurehead, kind of brings those people together.
Yeah.
So how does she plan to get to know the community at large? Will she be accessible to the public, attending community meetings, meet and greets? I feel like a city manager is sometimes a behind the scenes type of position. But what about Smith's approach?
Yeah, I mean, I would say based on our initial conversation, it seems as though she's interested in being more of a public facing city manager. I mean, I thought her approach in general was kind of interesting. She acknowledged that there's only one of her in 50,000 Sacramentans. But she did express having her own community meet and greets. And yeah, in general, she appears to be someone who wants to be present and approachable in her position.
I want people to know who I am. I want them to actually put a face with a name instead of just what they see in the paper or on television.
There's been a lot of controversy over how much the SAC city manager has been compensated in the past. What is Smith being paid, and how did she address that topic?
There has been a lot of controversy over city manager pay in Sacramento for quite some time. The last city manager, Howard Chan, was one of the highest paid in the state. So the search for the new city manager has been closely watched for many, for that reason. For the new city manager, the city council approved a 3-year contract for Smith at an annual salary of $399,000, plus allowances for a city vehicle, and she got about $50,000 for relocation costs. That's a bit higher than the former Howard Chan's base pay.
You mentioned Howard Chan. I have been away from the California for a little while. I think by the time I left California in Sacramento, Howard Chan was the city manager. What had happened to the previous city manager, Howard Chan?
So this really goes back to the end of 2024. The city council decided not to renew the longtime city manager, Howard Chan's contract. And this came after years of criticism around his pay, and at a time when the city was looking to cut jobs due to a struggling city budget. Chan, while city manager, was among the highest paid in the state, making around $400,000 a year. the decision not to extend his job kicked off this whole process and search for the new city manager. That's when the city brought in Lainey Milstein, who had been working with the city for quite some time. Milstein served as the city's finance director since 2008 and has held the title of assistant city manager since 2017. So she had a history with the city. After that, she stepped in at the beginning of last year to hold over that position until the new top city executive was hired. The search did take a long time. It stretched about 9 months and is what ultimately led to finding Mara Keisha Smith, who is now through her second week as the new city manager.
It does seem like a lot has changed in the roughly 18 months I've been away from Sacramento. But what happened with previous city manager Howard Chan?
After the council decided to not renew his contract, many felt this would have meant a clean break between Chan and the city, but he stayed on as a special advisor to the city manager. Chan was able to do this by exercising a clause in his contract to hold the advisor position for a year after his job ended. Chan stayed on the city payroll, making an annual salary of $340,000 a year. Many residents were surprised and upset by this outcome. In city council meetings around that time, residents criticized his ability to stay on the city payroll and keep a comparable salary to his earlier pay.
So now that brings us up here pretty closely to the current day. What has that transition been like from Milstein, the interim, to now Smith?
Her appointment to the position was really intended as a stabilizing move while they did the search for the new city manager. At the time, the council credited her for her long background with city finances, which they felt made her well-equipped to handle the position while the city grappled with that multi-million dollar budget deficit. Milstein's interim contract paid her an annual salary of $352,000.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporters Riley Palmer and Tony Rodriguez about Sacramento's new city manager. Zooming out a bit from, you know, Smith and the city manager's office, we touched briefly on the city's homelessness initiatives. What's happening with that, Riley?
I would say that things are moving and shaking on a local level currently. This week, I covered a law and legislation meeting at City Hall on Tuesday, where Councilmember Plucky Bomb proposed capping the amount of beds in the River District, which is in his district of District 4, to around 600 beds. He said at the meeting that he hopes the ordinance will provide some balance and motivate other districts in the city to do their part, which I thought was interesting. In the city documents for that meeting, there was actually a slide that compared how many beds were in each district.
Yeah.
And in District 1 in North Natomas, there were, which is represented by Lisa Kaplan, there were zero beds. And in District 7, which is represented by Rick Jennings, there were also zero beds. And Rick Jennings, he represents the pocket. But advocates that attended the meeting, including the service provider Loaves and Fishes, told me that the idea to cap beds in the River District doesn't necessarily match up with the reality of the need in the region. But even still, the ordinance was approved by the committee of four city council members. That includes Phil Pluckybaum, Roger Dickinson, Rick Jennings, and Katie Maple is also on that committee,
yeah.
And she was the sole dissenting vote. Plucky Bomb told me after the meeting, that the ordinance will go to full council for consideration probably in February. Something that actually happened later that day, too, was at City Council in the evening. They were continuing a conversation about how the county and the cities within it are organizing their joint partnership to address homelessness at large in the region.
Mm.
It was about a 2-hour discussion and back and forth about how the city wants to kind of go about partnering. And the council members were pushing for what's called a joint powers authority, which is basically a formal agreement between like two or more agencies to exercise power over a shared interest like homelessness. This exact approach is a bit different from what the consultants advising the municipalities recommended initially. So things are becoming a bit complicated with that. And with that said, though, conversations about this structure are scheduled in each city across the county through February. So more will be revealed following the city of Folsom's discussion on February 10th. They're going to be the last city to discuss the kind of structure they'd like to see.
Sounds like there is lots on the table to discuss.
Lots going on.
That you'll be covering and letting us know. Speaking of some of those different government entities working together in the region to address issues like homelessness, Tony, you've been reporting on a new camping ban in the county. What can you tell us about it and what it means for both property owners and those who are unhoused?
Well, on Tuesday this week, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors expanded the county's camping ban to include private property and not just public land. So what that means is deputies can now clear encampments on vacant lots or business properties, even if the owner isn't present or can't be reached or hasn't even asked for law enforcement to show up. Before this change, law enforcement generally needed an owner's permission to treat someone as trespassing, and this would change that. I spoke to unhoused advocates that warned this could deepen criminalization of homeless people in the region. The rule makes camping on private property illegal, except in a few cases, like having written permission from the owner, staying no more than 72 hours, and having access to toilets and trash services. So in about 28 days, this could be enforced, and that means deputies can issue warnings, remove camping equipment, and eventually issue misdemeanors or make arrests if people refuse to leave. County officials are arguing that this will push people to use services like shelters in the area, and advocates are saying there aren't even enough resources to support the people that could be displaced through this.
Does seem like a big sort of theme of the day here on Insight is resources and if there will be enough to support all these various different stakeholders and communities here within the state. Thanks so much for breaking that down. I did realize, Tony and Riley, that there's a bit of a burning question I had before we moved on from the city manager's discussion that I'd like to see if you can address here, Tony. We talked about some of what that transition has been like from Milstein to Smith. Is Milstein remaining with the city? What is she doing now that Smith is in charge?
Yeah, well, I asked Smith about how that transition has been going, and she had told me that the transition has been handled well, and she's felt well supported by Milstein through the process. She said that she started having conversations well before her start with the interim, and that she's thankful to have her support, as taking on a position like this isn't always so smooth. Smith credited her for doing a good job in her time holding over the position. She told us Milstein did an amazing job.
She has more than kept this ship afloat, right? She has been driving the ship, right? So I am grateful to her leadership. She has made it very simplistic. She has made the transition easy for me to come in and keep the ship moving, and I really appreciate that.
So Milstein will still be involved with the city as she steps back into the role as assistant to the city manager. And that move was built into the agreement, so it's not really a surprise or demotion. And Milstein will continue to support the transition and Smith through all the big projects the city manager takes on.
It does sound like Smith loves a bit of a turn of phrase, keep the ship afloat. She sounds like she's got a lot of personality. I'm glad the two of you were able to sit down with Smith and then, report back. Let us know what the incoming city manager is looking like for the city of Sacramento. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Andrew.
That was CAP Radio's local government reporter Riley Palmer and communities reporter Tony Rodriguez talking about Sacramento's new city manager, Mara Keisha Smith, and her priorities for the city and its residents. Still ahead, gospel music and patriotic songs are returning to the foothills next week in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll learn more about the MLK Community Choir and a free concert they're putting on to commemorate the civil rights leader's legacy. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in for Vicki Gonzalez, and we're back in just a moment.